Unit 5, Lesson 2, Exercise 1, page 42. Listen and then read the article.
Keeping body and mind in shape. Some people can't live without watching football, and if you turn on the television, there is always a football match or some other sport to watch. You will always find several articles on sport if you read a newspaper, and if you listen to the radio, people are always talking about sport and sports heroes. So, if you are interested in hearing about sport, there is plenty of news in the media. There are many sports heroes too. Professional sportsmen and women are very good at doing sport, and they earn huge salaries for doing their sports professionally. But does this mean that we play more sport these days? No. In fact, statistics in many countries show that young people do less sport than they used to. So what's wrong? Is watching sport more interesting than doing sport? Or have we simply become lazy? Sport is good for us. We all know that. But why? Well, there are both psychological and physiological benefits. Let's look at the physiological benefits first. Eating correctly and exercising keeps us healthy. Sport is also a good way of keeping in shape. It makes us fit and strong. It makes our bodies look good, and it keeps our muscles, heart, and lungs working properly. But sport also helps to keep our lives in shape in other ways. Participating in sports can build character as well. Sport can increase our self-esteem. Taking part in sports teaches us how to work as a team, how to obey rules, how to be fair, and how to be considerate to others. It can also give us the chance to become more self-disciplined, to learn how to compete with others, and to develop leadership skills. We feel as if we belong to a group when we are part of a team. Belonging to a group is good for us, so sport has psychological benefits as well. So, if you do a sport, keep it up and keep yourself in shape.